We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio. I'm Matt Hames here with Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Charlie Holloway. We covered a lot today, guys. We got one more segment. Got a few things we want to check off the list. Lydia and Robert have written us, and they've sent us an email, said, we've been considering adding Western Union to our portfolio for the dividend. Should we be concerned that while the company is large and pays a dividend, the stock itself doesn't trade for a high price?
In the end, price in this regard is something that's able to be changed by the company. It doesn't matter. When the stock goes through a split, it'll cut the. You'll wind up with twice as many shares, and they cost
theoretically
half as much.
So
in the end, price in this case is just really a number. You want to measure it against.
I have a question for you. What does Western Union do now?
Western Union started out a long time ago as a telegraph company. It was before the telephone. So you know, they would communicate. But since
then they used to wire money when somebody was broke in Texas.
Right.
Yep. Your kid was arrested for something. Wire them Western Union.
Yeah, right? and that's still pretty much what it is. It's just an electronic version of that. Now, what they do, and they've been transferring money, believe it or not, since 1871.
Yep.
But what they do now, they operate in over 200 countries. They've got over 500,000 agents that deal with their products. 100,000 ATMs or kiosks. So they're really well covered. You know, all over the place, but they do have some competition. Now, if you're looking at the dividend, it's an awesome dividend. They're paying about 3%, and it's covered better than most at 3.2 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really well.
Has this been growing over time?
It's grown over 3% in the last 5 years. So
when you say it's covered well,
yes,
when you say it's covered well, Troy, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so what you do is you look down at the cash flows. You look at operating income, which is before you have all some of the fuzzy numbers that mess up
cash.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the cash is able to cover that dividend that they pay out 3 times.
Okay. Good deal.
So
that makes sense.
It's one of the things that we check on any company that we
purchase. And it's paying over 3%. And it's growing at over
3%, right?
Which is not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Right.
It's better than what? When I check my rates here, guys, what were 30-year Treasury selling for?
Yeah.
2.67, and it ain't growing at all.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you got a decent company. Now, one of the things that's going on here a few months ago, Walmart came out and said they had an association with a MoneyGram that does the same thing, and they decided that they're going to cut MoneyGram out of the
and they're going to do it themselves
company and do it themselves, right? So you've got Walmart, who's a powerhouse in just about any industry. They're going to be well financed, and they can come in and compete then with Western Union. I think one of the things that you have to know though is Walmart operates in 27 countries, so it might be the ones that are very important to Western Union, but it's really hard to tell at this
point. And it doesn't have 100,000 locations.
It doesn't have 100,000 electronic kiosks or ATMs. It doesn't have 500,000 agents. I think ultimately Western Union's going to be okay.
Yeah. And at least it's going to, if there is any bit of a loss, it's going to be a long type of slow kind of drain that they could be protected.
Exactly. And this business has been around through a whole lot of technological developments. You would assume that they have hopefully maintained some of their ability to fight off
the newest. So you'd say to Lydia and Robert, don't be afraid to add some shares?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all right, we got a couple some questions in here you called in. One of them is about Blue Nile.
Right.
Yeah, we had Rodney from Vinings actually sent us this one. I bought into Blue Nile about 2 years ago. Not surprisingly, the stock increases during the jewelry giving holidays. It's in its slump now. I'm expecting it to increase toward the end of the year. I don't mind the fluctuations, but I'd like your long-term advice on the stock.
Well, exactly.
Blue Nile's a singing group, too, by the way. But go on.
Yeah, they basically sell jewelry.
Fluctuates in value, too.
If it's as easy as it goes up during the jewelry season every year, just buy it right before that and then sell it right after.
What's that
right.
date, Charlie? Yeah. I'd say Thanksgiving. Right. I'd say Thanksgiving and dump it right after Christmas, I would think.
Yeah.
Troy, is that your advice?
Absolutely not. It's not anywhere close to that. Blue Nile is an online retailer for diamonds and jewelry. They can sell in 40 different countries. But one of the things that they seem to be struggling with right now is the notion that their product is not so easy to sell over the internet. A picture is not representative necessarily of a ring or diamonds.
It's not the same. Yeah.
It really isn't. So. Over the last couple of years, they've opened two brick-and-mortar stores. So the whole, the model that they're working under is somewhat questionable at the moment. And the seasonal fluctuation has really probably gone away in the last couple of years. You've lost, on average, 7.5% per year over the last couple of years. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 has gained 19.98% per year.
Yeah.
It's been a big loser. And to be honest with you, you can look through the valuations. It looks relatively attractive. The biggest problem is going to be they've got an expectation for long-term growth, according to the analysts, at 18.25%.
How many times every week on this show do you have something that's supposed to grow at 18% and it's
lost
growing at a negative 5?
Well, this one is growing at over the past 5 years, it has grown at negative 2.04%. So I don't know how in the world these analysts come up with a notion that you're going to have growth over 18%, when in reality it's a company that seems like it's a bit in turmoil right now. I can't really determine if it's going to go
You can imagine
I am not buying my jewelry online. I buy it on television. You know why? Because I can see them.
Well, you can
there
imagine
on that show.
You can imagine if you take your better half into Tiffany, for example, even if you go in with a $2,000 budget. Well, if what she wants is $2,500, you're spending $2,500.
That's correct.
That never happens on a computer screen.
Right.
I've never. Your wife's not going
to
sit next to you, in front of the computer. And yeah, there is no upsell. That's where the analysts have missed it. Exactly.
That's right. That's right. There's no upsell.
All right.
Clearly, I would avoid this thing. Sell it.
Okay.
And
we got what we got.
Invested
in diamonds.
All right.
We have Hewitt from Atlanta. Said, I jacked up my taxes this year. I owed a lot, and that was a painful check to write. Any tips on keeping this from happening next April?
Well,
I got a bunch of them, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, where do you start, right? So the first thing I think of, Gina, we can all weigh in with some, but the one that I'm running into often with friends, with clients, and I deal with it myself, is tracking expenses. Don't wait until April or February to decide, so what do I need to deduct from last year? Was that trip? Can I track down that? And where's those receipts?
Right.
Yeah, charitable contributions. All that.
Keep track of your records as you go.
Well,
here's
a tip so you don't get fined. Is you better sit down at the beginning of the year with your accountant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good time is
now.
April 14th, when you're going to have to stroke the check. Mm-hmm. For X amount of dollars, and sit down with your accountant and say, what happened? And you can simply say, we haven't had enough withheld. Okay.
Yep.
Or if you're a self-employed, mm-hmm. you have made enough contributions. And to be forewarned, if you don't have as much withheld, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're going to be fined and mm-hmm. have penalties, et
That's
cetera.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So tax planning begins on January 1, in October, you should have a serious sit-down with your CPA mm-hmm. and go over in terms of the kind of things that you're facing. And then maybe the accountant can say, you usually get that bonus check on December 31st. Could you ask your boss not to pay until January 1?
Mm-hmm.
Any number of these kind of things, or make those buy that new machinery this
right.
year before the end of the year and
yep.
get that tax deduction.
Right.
So it's just a function of planning.
It is.
It's just that simple, and it's no different than planning for retirement Only this is a little shorter term. This is 365.
Well, it is, right. And it, I mean, the point you're making is that the impact that you see hitting you on April 15th, or what you're struggling with your tax filing, isn't something you need to be considering between February or January 30th when you get your W-2, when you get your 1099s. Right. It's something that you need to be thinking about all year long, having multiple conversations.
If
you
don't, it's fascinating to me when I read that the average tax returns, I mean, money, they're stroking checks to people. It's like $20,000. Mm-hmm. So why in the world are you lending the government $20,000 a year and no interest?
Right.
What's wrong with you? Right. So if you've got a big return coming, you got, as far as I'm concerned, a bigger problem, because that money could be invested, could be put in your 401k.
That's right.
Could
mm-hmm.
be used.
And the 401k reduces your income as well.
Two for one.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
We got a brief time left. I think the market's going to be up next week.
Feels like it to me.
Yeah.
I think so.
Market's up.
Yeah. Oh, boy, are we all, Nate, we're all just yes men, aren't we?
Oh, we are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but it's springtime.
That's how we make our living.
Everything is growing right now.
Two-thirds of the time, the market's going to be up.
That's right.
Have a great week. Tune in next week. We'll see you on Nate Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.